This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our visit today, I'd like to focus on an impact statement found in Mark 9:7. This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him. It's fairly easy to outline this impact statement, his title, his relationship, and his authority. We need to worship him, draw near to him, and obey him. An impact statement grabs you with its simplicity as well as its profundity. It isn't hard to memorize because of this. I've just introduced this statement to you, and I'm sure you can remember it. This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him. Another thing to remember is to make sure what you understand the statement to be saying is supported by the context. Here in Mark 9, you see this clearly. Jesus knew he would meet his Father on that mountain. That's why he took these three disciples with him. The Father first had Jesus meet two great heroes of the faith, Elijah and Moses. At first, they were in a conversation. Then, to show the unique place he has in his heart for his Son, the Father had a cloud envelop them. Out of the cloud, they heard a voice declare, "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him." When the cloud dissipated, they saw no one except Jesus. He was to be the focus of their faith and lives. He is to be the focus of our faith and lives as well. It is wise to make time in our busy schedules to get alone with Jesus, worship him, draw near to him, and enter the sphere of God's love. When you get alone with Jesus, always listen to what Jesus has to say. Reflect on what he says to you until you understand it. Then obey him. Remember the hymn, "Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey."